So our listener Tanya needs a little help choosing between her current fiance and her ex-husband. Let's get into group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Hey, is this Tanya?
Hi, this is.
Hey, Tanya, thanks so much for allowing us to chat with you about this. Will you kind of walk us through what you wrote us and what your deal is?
Okay, well, first and foremost, I want to say, you guys, I'm a huge fan of the show.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, you're the one. Thank you.
No problem. But I am needing a little advice because, Oh my God, my feelings are just so messed up right now.
Okay.
I need help choosing between my fiance and my ex-husband.
Oh, wow.
Well, that's a statement.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
All right. So it's been 2 years since I divorced my ex. He was a really heavy drinker. And that's kind of what led to the downfall of our marriage.
Right.
Okay.
And we have a preteen daughter together. Uh-huh. And life is pretty hard right now. You know, bills, the economy. You guys know how it is. Like,
sure.
Everything's so expensive nowadays. And so I'm very happy with my fiance. I really am. I feel loved. I feel secure in the relationship. But the problem is he's jobless.
Oh.
And so obviously that makes everything way harder on me financially.
That's
sure.
tough, yeah.
Sure, I get that, yeah.
So it's like I love them both, but for very different reasons.
Mm.
And I'm so conflicted. Like, I never stopped loving my ex. Mm. And, you know, I speak to him because of our daughter and stuff, you know.
Right.
So he's told me that he's quit drinking and he kind of like seems like he's changed somehow. But, you know, I can't be sure.
Okay, I get that. I mean, well, that's good, though.
Yes.
Like, yeah, that's a good steps to take, for
he
sure.
He understood that changes needed to be made.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, I left him because I wanted to have a better life for my daughter and I, but I miss our family. Like, he seems now more like the man I actually fell in love with before all the drinking.
Right.
But I'm such a mess trying to figure out what, like, the best option is. Like, my daughter has told me that she loves that I'm so much happier now. She thinks I'm, like, better now that I'm out of, you know, that relationship.
Right.
But, I mean, I know she misses her father. But who wouldn't? You know
right.
what I mean?
Yeah.
Right.
That's tough.
I don't know. It's like, can I just keep both of them and, like, mesh them together into, like, the perfect husband-father specimen? Like,
that would be ideal. Like, probably hey, not possible.
Right?
Yeah, Tanya, that's an interesting situation. It's like, you know, your heart and your brain are sort of battling.
Right. And I know you've kind of already been down one road before and you kind of know how it ended. And I'm sure there's the fear that it could repeat itself. Or, you know, he's done the work and he now becomes the person you needed him to be the first time. And again, with your fiance, not sure what going through that door holds for the future. Feels a little unsteady at this point. Now I get it.
I mean, obviously you have feelings for your fiance.
In the love department, who's winning more as far as your feelings?
Can you sort of like figure that out?
Like who are you being pulled to more? If you take out all the other factors.
It's tough. Honestly, I love them both. They're so different of people.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like, I really, it's so hard for me to answer that. Like, that's why I'm so confused. That's why I need your guys' help so bad, because I'm just like all over the map. Like, I tried to write up pros and cons, and it's just like they're so different from each other, and I love them both, and I just don't know what to do.
All right.
You feel like this is like a choose your own adventure.
It really
it's
is.
It's picking your ending, and choosing which door to go through.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you don't want to make the wrong choice.
No, especially not like this. So,
yeah.
All right. Well, Tanya, I tell you what, we're already getting a bunch of people like texting us.
Maybe give you a few more lenses to look at this through that might give you more clarity.
Okay, that would be amazing. Thank you guys so much.
And thanks again for allowing us to chat with you. I honestly never in a million years thought that you would agree to go on the air with us. But thank you. Yes, thank you.
Helpful.
Well, I hope so. We'll see what everyone says.
All right. Well, I appreciate it. Thanks.
Well, Lexi from LA is suggesting, I think we've got a show here. It's like, instead of sister wives, I think we just all live together. Fiance, ex-husband, happy family.
There's something in me that says stay with your fiance.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. We've got plenty of people texting in. Also,
Natasha's agreeing with you.
Yeah, that's just what I'm saying. So 502-795-1997, would love to hear your take, especially if you've been down this rabbit hole, like where you're like, okay, the
you
X
left
is
one life.
Yeah, I was gonna say the X is starting to look good again.
Yeah.
And especially if there's a kid involved, you know,
yes.
That's
and the pull
big.
Of being a family again is strong.
It is. All right. 502-795-1997 voice text or call and we will get your stories next. So we just got off the phone with Tanya on 997EJX and she was lamenting because she is kind of torn with her heart between her ex-husband. They broke up. He had a drinking problem. They've got a kid together and her current fiance.
Who is jobless.
It's not just a boyfriend. It's
right,
a fiance.
It's a fiance.
Now, I said, you know what? Probably better to not try to dig up the past and make that work and just look at what you've got with your fiance and move forward.
There is the button. You know the one.
Yeah, I understand. Things happen. The past is the past.
It's been too long since we've heard from Tony Melito, the poet of our generation.
Now, Cindy's asking a valid question. How long has the fiance been unemployed? Is it recent, or has he been a blood-sucking leech the entire time? There's a big difference.
Wow, yeah, that was a point that she did kind of make, is that
yes.
her ex...
Fiance
doesn't have a job.
We don't have clarity as far as to why, how long that's been,
yeah,
if he's actually actively looking for work and just not having any luck, or if he's fine not having a job.
Virginia checks in on voice note.
Get off of this radio and stop playing with that fiance's emotions.
Oh,
how dare you involve yourself in a whole nother relationship when you still was in love with the ex-husband.
Wow.
You ain't moved on, but then you moved on. That's insane work.
Mm.
And now you feeling some kind of way because he's unemployed. I'm assuming he was unemployed when you started dating that joker. So don't try to make this his issue.
Oh,
this was your
joker.
Issue.
Oh, wow.
So sad for him because you're going to leave that fiance and go back to the ex-husband because you should have gave the marriage the full chance before you broke it up.
Oh.
So I say, leave that fiance alone. Let him go find true love somewhere. And you go on back to that ex-husband and y'all work it out, which is what y'all should have done before you left him. Have a great day.
Wow.
Virginia.
Wow.
Rolling in with the heater advice.
Now, I don't think I necessarily agree with Virginia and say go back to the ex, though. I do agree with a lot of what she's saying. However, I think she's got to try to make it work with the fiance. Unless it was just like a knee-jerk thing where she was all in her emotions and then he rolls in and she's like, yes, I will marry you.
So, okay, Monique agrees. Give the fiance a chance. Support him. See if it
That's
works
what I'm
out.
Saying.
We know the marriage didn't work, so don't go back. Now, and Becky is saying the ex is an ex for a reason. I will be first to say that people do change because I'm one of those people.
Mm.
But in my opinion, I would stay with your fiance. I could never imagine being back in a relationship with my kid's dad. We have a good relationship because we co-parent so well, even with my husband today, but it would not go farther than just co-parenting.
Now, I don't want to gloss over the reason they broke up, which was alcohol, is what Tanya said. This person wants to be anonymous.
Yes.
And says, I was in a similar situation. Kid's dad was an alcoholic. We broke up, dated someone else. Kid's dad got sober. All of a sudden, stuck between the father of my kids and current boyfriend.
That's tough.
Ended up breaking up with current boyfriend to be with the father of my children. He's been sober for almost 2 years. We're doing better than ever. Being sober, he became the guy I fell in love with, and I never lost that love, but that's just my experience. So
Ooh.
That is a big check mark in Tanya's, I think, what she's wanting to hear.
1,000%.
I think Tanya is wanting us to say, go back to your ex.
That was the feeling I got when we talked to her.
Yeah. I don't know. I still say stay with the fiance, but that's just me. So.
Well, Sarah, with no H, says, I co-parent with my ex. He became the man I wished he was.
Yeah.
But now I'm happily married with my husband of 3 years. And even though when I talk to my ex and say, dang, why couldn't you have been like this when we were together? It doesn't diminish how much I love my husband. It does get tough when my kids ask, why can't you just get back together with daddy? That's hard.
Yeah.
But I just say we're better as friends, and I want the best for him. Just my two cents.
Yeah. Ooh. I don't know.
There are two very strong arguments going down each of the paths.
I mean,
and I don't know if we
there are several
help.
People who have texted in, how about neither?
Yes, yes. Trina's like, what's the third option?
Yeah, you've got one who's a drunk and one who's jobless. Can we have a third option?
Right. We're not going to add a third into the scenario right now. This is, I think she's going to have to do, it's just going to ultimately come down to who do you love more?
Yeah.
Who do you see walking through life with?
That's her confusion.
Hand in hand.
That's her confusion.
I know. She's going to have to go back to her list. She's going to have to just dig even deeper into the heart, because there are two very strong examples we've heard. A lot of people saying the ex is an ex for a reason. There is a very... Yeah. strong argument for that.
All
but
right.
then there are two success stories on either side.
Okay. I say stay with fiance, but like we've shown, there are good arguments on both. Let us know how it all works out, and keep us posted. Okay? There's some good arguments at play.
Yeah. She needs to take like a breather, maybe get some therapy and have a licensed therapist help
what?
Her decipher.
We're good.
We're free.
We are free.
We are free.
Maybe she doesn't have the money.
Not
her fiance is out without a job. She ain't got the money to go to therapy.
That is true. We can't.
That's why she came to us.
So she's coming to us. Okay. All right.
Yes.
Well, just sift through the Facebook comments.
All right.
Listen back to the podcast of this, and then see where your heart lays. Is lying at the end of the day.
All right. There you go. That's group therapy.